We're talking with Dan Kruger, one of the classy gentlemen that I've had the good fortune to work with over my 12 years here in Holland, who is deciding that after 35 and a half years as the Ottawa County Clerk and the last four as the Register of Deeds, it's time to ride off into the proverbial sunset. Is it just simply a case of it's time, or was this something that maybe had been in the works for a while?
No, this is just something that had been in the works for a while, and you know it's time, and it's time to act on that. So that's what I've actually done.
Talk a little bit about how this role has changed in the three decades, and some might say, well, you know, you're only talking between 1978 and 2014. Now, yeah, that's a long time. But for those of us who have been around since 1978 to 2014, it's not like you're going from the 1930s to 2014. There's been a lot, but let's just say it's been put in perspective.
Yeah, and it's been a consistent change throughout, and it's been in all the areas that I've worked in. We've had changes in the court processes, the elections processes, the vital records processes, the Board of Commissioners as well. And, you know, over the 30 years that I've been here, you look back, things have changed quite a bit in the way that we perform services and the way that we get those services back to the people in the county.
Getting them back to the people requires some agility, and we're not talking about physical agility or mental agility, but technological agility by you and your staff in your office as well, because if you're not going to be keeping up with the times technologically, you're going to be left behind in the dust.
Well, that's absolutely correct, and I think the people of Ottawa County have been very supportive of the kinds of things that we've done, and the people in the county government itself have been very supportive. We've changed our election processes. You know, when I started, we had the big lever machines. Now we do the optical scan stuff. We've changed our court records process to technology. If you look at our website, we do a lot of technological issues on website where people can do their thing at home. They can make application. They can get forms. So they only have to come to the county building one time, either to submit that. And in some cases, we've allowed them to simply ask for things over the phone or through the technology, through the computers, and then we're able to send it directly to them. We've done a whole lot of things, and things have changed over the years. You know, it wasn't all at once, but it was kind of a gradual, well, now it's time to do this, and you know, technology advances, and we've been able to utilize that for the benefit of the people as well.
Well, I'll be honest with you. When I first got the ability to vote in 1976, they were just starting the computer cards in Detroit, and it's like, oh man, I was looking forward to those big old machines and flipping down the levers, and you know, that was one of the fun things growing up. But Dan Kruger, in all seriousness, being a clerk, being a register of deeds, is not a dry job, because there are some ethical questions that your staff and yourself have to handle. Most recently, of course, the situation involving the same-sex marriage law, the question of Freedom of Information Act and documents and what can be open and what can be accessed and whatnot. It's become more complex than just actually making sure that everything is filed A to Z and 1 to 10.
Oh, that's absolutely true, but at the same token, you know, I have my position here. I've sworn to uphold the laws and the Constitution of the state of Michigan. So, you know, we don't do things just for Republicans or just for Democrats or just for heterosexuals or whatever. You know, we represent all of the people. We're here to serve everyone. And if the law tells me to do that, that's what I do. And you know, that's been part of the pleasure and I think the intrigue of the position, that things change. They're not always the same. And you run into those kinds of issues, and whether you agree with them personally or not, you're still obligated by the oath that we take to perform those services. And I think over the years we've done an exceptionally good job at that. I've got a great staff who does that And we will continue, I'm sure, in the future, after I'm gone, to have staff that does the same thing.
One final thing, and I don't know whether or not you can answer this, Dan Kruger, or not. Because of the way that this nation, the society has changed so much over the years and accelerates, and new things come up all the time. Can you even hazard a guess of what the responsibilities of your successor and successors might be, say, 5, let alone 10 years down the road? Can it even project that, or is it just a case of, let's see what technology and what social issues will come to bear on clerks as we go forward?
Well, I think what's going to happen is it's going to get more complicated for a person who takes my position to go through the processes that they're going to be faced with. There's going to be conflicting interests, obviously, with different issues and different directions that people in the county will take also. So it's going to be more complicated. And that's really no different than when I took office. Back in the 70s when I started, I thought it was complicated when I came in, and you go through that process and you learn and you do the things that you're supposed to do when you're a new appointee or a new elected individual. And then you grow with those things that come along, and you accommodate differences in the law and the direction, because that's the way you have to do it. And, it's going to be more complicated. I think what will ultimately happen is, we'll find staff in my office in particular not necessarily getting larger, because technology will take over those areas, and we'll be able to perform more and more services for people directly out of their dens or their living rooms or wherever they have their computers, in their cars. That's the direction that it's going, and I think in some good respects we have to say that's going to be a good deal, because we cut back on expenses. True that technology costs money to put in, but overall we're saving a great deal by doing that. And that comes right back to the taxpayer, because those are tax dollars we don't need to spend.